So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, if someone says, Harein yalech acherim, hamudr aser, the mudr may not benefit from the neder. This is an acceptable form of neder because it is understood to mean that you shall be forbidden to benefit from me as from cherim bedek abayis, objects sanctified for use in the Beis HaMikdash. Similarly, if someone says, Harei at olai cherim, hanoider aser, the neder may not benefit from the mudr. If he says, Hareini alecha va'at olai, shnei masurim, they're both prohibited to benefit from each other. The Mishnah continues, v'shnei mutarim b'dabr shal oile bavel. They both may benefit from dabr shal oile bavel, which the Mishnah describes, v'zeu dabr shal oile bavel, kagan harabayis, v'azoris, v'habor shal em tzaderech. These are areas that were set aside for public use and include the harabayis, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and the water cisterns that were used by the oile regalim. Since each individual only has the right to use these places, but does not actually own a share in them, the mudr is not deriving benefit from the mader. However, v'asurim medaber shel oisair, they may not benefit from the communal areas, which the Mishnah describes, v'ezu daber shel oisair, kagan harachava, v'amerchatz, v'besekneses, v'ateva, v'asvarim, the town square, bathhouses, and the shul and its contents. Since these areas are jointly owned by all of the residents of the city as partners, the mudr is deriving benefit from the mader. The Mishnah continues. The only way to benefit from these items is kaisiv chelkoi lanasi. The mader writes over his portion in the communal assets to the nasi. This way, the mudr benefits from the nasi, not from the mader. Behuda Omer, echad kaisiv lanasi, ve'echad kaisiv lehedyit. Shakaisiv lanasi ein tzarech lezakos. While he can theoretically give his share to anyone, Rabbi Yehuda says the advantage of giving it to the Nasi is that it is effective immediately upon writing the document. However, if he gives to a Hedyit, he must make a Kenyan. Chacham disagree and maintain that even the Nasi must make a Kenyan. However, the Mishnah referred to a Nasi simply because he was the usual trustworthy choice. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and the Gemara cites a brisa. Anshe Galil can't run in hayu. V'yu neidrin hanoze mizeh. Amdu avisein b'kos v'chalkein l'nasi. The next Mishnah continues. Amodur hanom mechaveiroi ve'in lo mayoichel. If someone is prohibited by a neder to benefit from his friend, and he does not have what to eat, noisin la'achar l'shum atano v'halom utrba. The mader may give food to another person as a gift, and that person in turn may give the food to the mudr, because the mudr benefits from the other person, not from the mader. The Ram points out that this halacha was already taught in the Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel. However, it is repeated here to teach that which the Gemara says, that this is only permitted if the gift is given sincerely. However, im haychiach sefer al tchilasai aser, if he later says something that indicates that he never really intended to give it away, it is forbidden because it is only a harama, a tactic to avoid the halacha, and the gift is not effective. This is learned from a story which the Mishnah relates. Ma'ase be'echad be'beis chayrin shahaya aviv mudr himenu hana, v'ayim ma'aseh es b'nai. A father was forbidden to benefit from his son, but the son wanted to invite his father to his son's wedding. V'amal l'chaveiroi, chatzer b'suda nesun l'ach b'matana, v'heinan l'fanecha, el k'dei sh'yavi abba v'yuch l'imana b'suda. He said to a friend, I'm giving you the courtyard and the entire wedding feast as a gift, but only so that my father can participate. Omar im shalihim, harei mukdashim l'shamayim, the friend was mekadosh all the food. He protested and said, Amalei, nesati loch es shalish shetakdishim l'shamayim? Did I give it to you for the purpose of being mekadosh it? Upon which the friend answered, Amalei, nesatali es shalcha, did you give it to me only to circumvent the neder, which would not be effective, and the sin will then be on my head? Regarding this incident, Amar Chachamim, Komatana she'imekdisha te'imukdeshes ene matana. A gift that does not allow the recipient to be mekadeshet is not effective. This incident is an example of a chich seif atchilase. The end of his statement clearly indicated that he never intended to give it away. Therefore, aser, it's forbidden, because it's only a harama, a tactic to avoid the halacha, and the gift is not effective. This is certainly true if he says, v'hinan l'fanecha el k'deish yaveh abba, davetz na gamar. It's clearly a stipulation. However, according to one version, if he said, Shiyu lefanecha, Shiyavi Abba, midaitcha hu de amale, as the Ran explains, the lav tenahu, umast umatana gemurhi, el di baya avarhachi. In this case, it's not a condition, but a request for the recipient to invite the father. According to the second version, even these words indicate it's not, because hu dasse machachas lo, one does not unconditionally give away such a lavish feast. The Gemara cites a machlekes in the following incident. A man had two sons, one of whom was not behaving properly, and he initially wanted to cut him out of the inheritance. After reconsidering, he said, Likni hodein, vihavir bar barit sover mirabana likanye. He shall acquire it only to the extent of eventually passing it on to my grandson, if he will be a tamachach. The Chachmei Pumbedisa ruled, Kni amanas lahaknis loikani. He did not acquire it at all. Nachman ruled, Kni amanas lahaknis kni. He did acquire it to the extent of passing it on to his son. The Gemara first wants to prove Kni amanas lahaknis kni from the halacha of a typical kinyan suder. The seller symbolically exchanges the item being sold with the buyer's kerchief. Here too, the suder is given to the seller only as a means to effect the sale, yet it is kani. The Gemara differentiates in two ways. Uman lemalon du sudra itafis leloi mitfis. Perhaps the sudra is also part of the sale, and the seller may indeed keep it. If so, it's not merely kani amanas lahaknis. Even if he may not keep it, it is kani min hashtar. The kinyan is effective immediately. However, in this case, the father's intention is for the grandson to inherit only at a later date. And at that point, hadr sudra lemare. It's too late for the kinyan to take effect. The Gemara next wants to prove kani amanas lahaknis loy kani from the case of matnas beis chayrin, where the Mishnah rules that the gift is not effective. We see loy kani. Rav Nachman points out two differences. As we said earlier, sudasim mochachas alav. We see from the context of this story that he never meant to affect the kinyan at all. Alternately, we find that the halachas of nedarim have other stringencies. Therefore, although generally kani amanas lahaknis kani, regarding the darim, we're machmer and konim and aslahaknois loy koni. Hanulach Hashutfin, we have Baruch Hashem completed the fifth parak of Masechta Nedarim, and we'll begin the sixth parak, Hanoidim and Amavushal, in the next daf, Be'ezras Hashem.